year's time where it's £100 or $200, and suddenly, you know,
it will happen,
and suddenly this entertainment device that is really easy to use, really low cost, and becomes almost a disposable consumer device.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is what Microsoft's going to do to respond to that.
Okay, so listen to that piece of shit from Channel 4, and then let's... who are we talking to?
Claire from Microsoft.
What tiny bit of Microsoft or big bit?
I'm in a tiny bit of Microsoft. We work with developer and fab software entrepreneurs and people who build apps on the Windows platform.
Do you have a huge, huge, long title?
No, I'm just me. I'm Claire at Microsoft. That's it.
You don't. Your business card doesn't say VP of innovation or anything?
Well, as you know, I don't have any business cards with me.
Claire, I want to say goodbye. Very nice to meet you.
And you, Nick.
Yeah.
And we've been interrupted by...
Oh, Nick. Hello.
Bye-bye, Nick. See you. And your view on innovation at Microsoft?
I think it's alive and well and kicking, actually, despite the massive press coverage to the contrary. And two things I'm very proud of. Can I mention them? One is Think Week, that I know Bill Gates started, which is a week in the year where anyone at Microsoft can submit papers about anything that says, I can change the business, here's how. And they always pledge to take a percentage of those forward, and they do. And then they tell us what they do with them. And the other thing is, I was really stunned when I met Steve Ballmer for the first time in Vietnam, because he happened to be there when I was there.
Probably he didn't have a gun, did he?
No, he didn't actually. It was his first time in Vietnam. And we met him, and he went, why am I meeting a bunch of Brits in Vietnam my first time? You know, I should be meeting local people. So we brought British businesses to Vietnam to do business. And he thought, sure, I didn't realize Microsoft did that. We told him what we were doing. That's quite nice that you can do stuff and then kind of ask for forgiveness later, not permission first. And when we were there, he told us, the collective audience, that he asked his team to come up with the innovation projects, right? And he said, tell me the bits that you want to fund and I will fund 10, right? They came back and he had 70 and he said, please go away and get rid of the 70. Now, you have to cut it. They went back and they said, we're sorry, it's 70. That's it. That's what we have to do to stay innovative. It's going to cost us money, but we have to do it. And he said, all right, I believe you. We'll do it. So there's two things that shocked me and remind me that it's actually still quite innovative. They are ballsy enough to do stuff. They are ballsy enough to lose money and support the next generation, even though they know only a percentage of those will probably even survive, let alone succeed. That's why I love doing what I'm doing, because it does help people succeed if they want to.